Հանգոր եւ օրհո եւ հոգուին սրբո Ամեն
May the seal of the Lord remain unbroken on the grave of this servant of God until the second coming of Christ, who coming again will renew them in glory together with the glory of the Father and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the last blessing that is done during the burial service of someone who has passed away, just before the Lord's Prayer. They bury, the hole is open, and they put the casket in there with the remains of our loved one. And then they, according to tradition, we cover the grave with dirt. And then the priest blesses the four points of the grave, making the sign of the cross over the grave. And the last part we say is this prayer. And we ask that though that one who's been buried remain undisturbed until Christ's second coming, until his return to the earth, at which time the cross, the sign of God, will appear in the heavens. And we hear this today. As Deacon Nishke read in the gospel today, it says, And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the heavens, and all of the earth's people will lament. And they will see the Son of God who is coming on the clouds, seated in glory, in great glory, and with great strength. It is at this moment in the funeral service, in the burial service, that we remind the family and the loved ones that this is not the end. This is not the end of their loved one. But this death that has happened is only temporary. It is only for a short time until Christ returns and resurrects all the nations and gives those who have done good eternal life and those who have done evil eternal damnation. And it is something I think we should take into consideration, especially today with what's going on in Artsakh, in Karabakh, and in the world today. How we say all these things are happening, why are these things happening? And again, as I mentioned in last week's sermon, I'm not going to mention the same things again today, but just briefly touching upon that this is all temporary. The ones that have been killed and have died and are suffering, all of that is temporary. Because eventually when Christ returns, they will be inheriting eternal life, and the enemies of Christ will inherit the punishment that they are deserving of. There are many hymns in the church that talk about Christ's second coming, his return to this earth. But probably one of the most beautiful and succinct of all of those is written by St. Nerses the Graceful, who was alive in the 12th century. And he has written many, many things. If you see what's called the Jamakir, the Book of Hours, he's written probably more than half of that. He was a wonderful, wonderful songwriter. And one of the songs he has written is called Aravo Uso, Morning of Light. And this hymn is very special to the Armenians because it is written in a way that it is alphabetical. There's 36 letters, or 36 verses. And the first one starts with I, the first letter of the Armenian alphabet, and then Ben, and then Kim, just like A, B, C, D. He does it with the Armenian alphabet. And I sang it in Armenian, I won't subject you to that again, but that's the catchy tune that it is. And in one of those verses, he talks about Christ's second coming. And he says, when you come in glory on that awful day, Jesus Christ, remember me. You who make old things new, make me also new, enlivened and adorned. This verse reminds us that on that day that Christ returns, and what will happen that day is that he will make everything new. He will make everything regenerated with new life and freshness. It's a beautiful thought, because as we look at the world around us, everything is constantly being destroyed. Nothing becomes new by itself. Weathering. Look at our houses. You've bought a house, you know what I'm talking about. You cannot keep a house pristine, or cars, you cannot keep them pristine. They wear, they tear, they get destroyed, and either you have to get something new or you constantly have to try and make it new. The truth is also with our bodies. When we die, they become decayed and they rot. But on that day that Christ returns, they will be made new again. And you might ask, how does this happen? How can that be? Well, St. Narses Shnor Ali, the same saint that wrote this hymn, says that our bodies will be like flowers that come out of the ground. They're put into the ground and are buried as a seed, and yet they are transformed into something beautiful, something gorgeous, something aromatic, something with a smell that is enticing. We are not going to be like the zombie apocalypse that everyone talks about, but we're going to be like flowers that come out of the ground. Christ says in the book of Revelation, "Behold, I make all things new." And this is a true statement, not just for the resurrection of the dead, but in every aspect of our lives, especially in our relationships with people. When we welcome Christ into our life, when we put Christ first in our life, when we make Christ the priority in our life, at that time, all of our relationships will improve. Our marriages will improve, our friendships will improve, our business relationships will improve, our family life will improve, our spiritual life will improve. And this does not mean just praying or reading the Bible or going to church on Sundays. These are all wonderful and great things, but they mean nothing if you do not learn how to forgive. The first thing we must learn to do is forgive. And when we forgive others, it is then that our relationships grow. It is then that we receive new life. And it is then that Christ makes us new. It is through forgiveness, remember, that we also are forgiven. As it says in the Lord's Prayer, and our Lord taught us this, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." That means our forgiveness from God is directly dependent upon our ability to forgive others. If we do not forgive others, then we cannot expect forgiveness from God. It is a very tough pill to swallow, but it is a true pill. So often, instead, we like to keep grudges. So often we like to hold on to things and we say, oh, that person hurt me, so I'm going to hurt them so that they can feel the pain that I have felt. You can do that and you will have a new relationship with that person. It will be a horrible relationship. It will be a hurtful relationship. But you will also at the same time be killing the relationship that you have with God. That is the problem with it. We are called to forgive. Again, it's not easy. Christ says very bluntly, forgive your enemies. Love those who hurt you and persecute you. Pray for those who despitefully use you. But this is what we are called to do. And in doing so, again, we receive new life. We receive resurrection in our relationships, not just with those people, but with God as well. So as we prepare for Armenia Fest in the next couple of weeks, and tensions and emotions will be running high, and as we are thinking about all the things that are going on in Artsakh, in Karabakh, and with all of our Armenian brothers and sisters who are being harmed by people and nations, I ask that we revisit this and we think to ourselves, where can we forgive? Where have we not forgiven someone that we should have forgiven? How can we forgive someone? It might have only happened last week. It might have happened 30 years ago. But how can we forgive those people? Because I can guarantee you, when you do that, you will be able to sing the song that St. Narses wrote. And when he says, "When you come in your glory on that awful day, Christ, remember me." Make you who make all things old that are make all things that are old new, make me new too, so that I may believe and be adorned. And on that day we will not fear Christ's second coming, but we will welcome it, because we have clean consciences, and we will be able to say, I have forgiven as you have asked me to. Amen.